I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and then explains how to deal with it naturally. And last week, we started a conversation about getting tips for healthy hair, and we really ran out of time, so we didn't get the tips, or at least I didn't write them down, Dr. Betty. So what are the tips for having healthy hair?
Well, last time we talked about getting a clear understanding of the factors behind healthy hair. But let's talk about the tips, actually, for a healthy head of hair. So checking our hormones is really important. So cortisol, which is a hormone, our stress hormone, isn't the only hormone that impacts our health. Our thyroid levels, for example, can indicate that our hair is not, you know, a low thyroid function, for example, can affect our hair. One of the thyroid's lesser jobs, actually, is to regulate hair growth. Low estrogen, which might be a sign of perimenopause or other hormonal imbalances, can also lead to hair troubles. So knowing a little bit about our hormone levels can be really helpful. We talked last time about biotin, which is an important nutrient that can also strengthen our hair and nails. And often, you know, patients will often come to me about asking me for supplement information. But a great source of nutrients is actually from our food. And I always encourage patients to, before they, you know, go to a health food store and start buying things off the shelf, to really consult a naturopathic doctor. You really want to have some information in terms of how those nutrients can affect your health. Because if you take too much of one supplement, for example, it can affect and create imbalance, for example, in other nutrients in the body. And that's very important with regards to minerals. Often minerals, too much of one can actually reduce the absorption of something else. And how to take the minerals, food sometimes can bind different minerals. We think about iron, not using dairy products, for example, because it can bind the absorption. So getting that knowledge from a naturopathic doctor is really, really important. So one of the things we want to do is watch our mineral intake. Zinc can also protect our hair from sun damage. And just like zinc oxide, we talked at one point about zinc oxide on our skin, that can protect our skin. It can also protect our hair from sun damage. But sources of zinc include things like shellfish, beans, and seeds. One of the most important thing, of course, for many health issues is reducing our sugar consumption. As our blood sugar rises, it actually increases things like insulin and testosterone, which can actually have a shrinking effect on hair follicles. So reducing sugar can actually improve the quality of our hair.
Does that mean I have to give up chocolate?
You can go with high quality, low sugar chocolate.
Okay, thank you for permission, because I'm a chocoholic. So basically, there are ways and means of targeting our hair and having a healthy hair and scalp and not losing hair if we do it naturally. And we shouldn't just take supplements haphazardly. I'm sort of summarizing so that we have a capsule for next week. And perhaps we can have more conversations about what supplements we actually find and how to approach them naturally.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, a great source of nutrients are our food. So if patients are not eating properly and they're not getting enough protein and fats, those kinds of things can affect our hair growth and really increase hair loss as well.
So if you're experiencing a health issue and you want to get to the root of the problem, and if hair and hair loss is part of that, Dr. Betty Rosendahl can help you with that. A complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person, all you have to do is call. And the number, Dr. Betty?
Is 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca, the website. Ask the question, get the answer, and you can deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.